Well, why did Solomon ask for wisdom? He asked for wisdom at the beginning of his reign, and he gets all this wisdom, writes it down, as I see it in the book of Proverbs. And yet, at the very same time, he is gadding around with women from Egypt and Gentile women, and he directly acts opposite to the very wisdom that he's written down. When you compare Proverbs with the Song of Solomon, you see that particularly when it comes to women. He's, my son, take my advice, be real careful about Gentile women, keep well away from them. They'll deceive you, you're going to think you're okay, it'll all start off sweet, but it'll end up bitter. And he uses the very language in the Song of Solomon about the strange or Gentile woman that he uses in Proverbs. But he's in love with her, thinks she's great. And as we know, his wives turned away his heart, and at the end he turns away to other gods and loses his faith in Yahweh and writes the depression and nihilism of Ecclesiastes. And yet, the truth that he's given in Proverbs is true, absolutely. And yet, why then did he want this wisdom if, in fact, his heart personally was more interested in chasing Egyptian girls and so forth? Well, I think it's because he lives under this wrong idea that he was the full fulfillment of the promised seed of David. See, he begins the whole thing in Proverbs 1 verse 1 that these are the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. He keeps emphasizing literally hundreds of times, David my father, I'm the son of David. And, of course, the son of David was to be Messiah, and he keeps on and on about this. But he fails to realize that the ultimate son of David is not him, it's the future Lord Jesus. He has no focus on a future kingdom, he has no focus upon the Lord Jesus, he has no realization of his own sin, his own unworthiness, his own need for a mediator and a source of forgiveness beyond the law of Moses. He has no sense of that whatsoever, as David his father did. And so because of that, he seems to think that the kingdom is now, and this is all there is, and I am the promised son of David. So he says in 2 Chronicles 1 verse 9, let your promise to David my father be fulfilled, because you've made me king over a people like the dust of the earth, implying the promises to Abraham were already fulfilled. So therefore, give me now wisdom, that I may go out and come in, that is, I understand that to mean to lead, this people. So he asks for wisdom because he thinks he's the Messiah, and he thinks that having wisdom is a messianic sort of characteristic. And he clearly thinks in 1 Kings 8:20 that it's all been fulfilled. He says, the Lord has fulfilled his word that he spoke to David. And I am risen up in the place of David my father. On and on about David my father, quite obsessed with his father, never really individuated from him. So the Lord has fulfilled his word that he spoke, and I'm risen up in the place of David my father, and I sit on the throne of Israel as Yahweh promised, and have built a house for the name of Yahweh. So he considers that the promises to David about a son, building the house, etc., are all fulfilled in him. And as I say, that's why in 2 Chronicles he asks for wisdom, because he thinks he is this messianic figure. So I think the takeaway from all this is that Solomon has no personal spirituality. He only wants the wisdom so that he can teach it to other people, because he thinks that's what this son of David, this messianic figure, must do. He's not interested in it for himself. Guide me that I might get closer to you and that I might have wisdom in my life. You can see how folks go wrong with this. I want knowledge. I want truth. Why? So that I can prove to Trinitarians that they are wrong. So that I can prove to Jehovah's Witnesses that they are wrong. So that I can tell other people how better to live their life and have the kudos of people saying, oh, thanks so much, that was really helpful. Well, that's all external. The essence is our personal walk with God and with the Lord Jesus in our age. Obviously, Jesus wasn't around in the time of Solomon. But that is the essence for us. And you've got to be careful that we don't go the way of Solomon and use our possession of God's truth in order to somehow ride our own ego, to somehow elevate ourselves. Because all knowledge of truth and understanding things properly and having the wisdom, for example, of Proverbs, ultimately is for our benefit, so that we personally might be spiritually minded.